Hello, neighbors. This is Trent and Jenny from Louisiana.
We are owners at Disney's Riviera Resort, and you're listening to My DVC Points.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed. Your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 94 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at DVCRentalStore.com. If you've got some extra points and would like to put some cash in your pocket, head on over to DVCRentalStore.com and they'll be glad to help you find a renter and put some cash in your pocket. They pay the most, they pay fast and upfront, they cover all of the PayPal fees. DVCRentalStore.com, let them know you heard about them here on the My DVC Points podcast. In today's episode, we're talking with my buddy Randy Wiley. Randy is the administrator over at an incredibly cool Facebook group called Saratoga Springs Resort for DVC Members. Him and Christine run this group, and it is some incredible group of people. Today's episode was actually recorded way back when. It's been in the editing queue for quite some time. And the reason why is when I started editing this, I came across a really neat story about Randy and his dad. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to hang on to this episode until right before Father's Day. So be sure to tune into that part of it. Another interesting fact here is this episode was recorded way before COVID. In this episode, Randy starts imagining what a world would be like without Disney parks in it. When he gets to that part, see if that doesn't just resonate with you as well. Today's episode is really short, but it's also a really phenomenal episode. So let's jump into it. I'd like to welcome back to the show, Randy Wiley. Randy, how you doing today?
Great, Chad. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And it's good to have you back. We're doing this a little bit out of order because normally I do the individual interview first and then I bring you in for the multi-member show. But we needed you for that multi-member Saratoga series and now you're back. So welcome back.
Thank you so much. I had such a good time on the first show, and I'm really looking forward to doing this with you today. Very exciting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun doing these personal interviews. And believe it or not, if I do a long Saratoga stretch like that, people will come back in and start asking me to do personal interviews again. Because some people love the personal interviews more. Some people love the resort member collaboration episodes more. So I try to mix it up and keep a good balance. But we survived that Saratoga series, and that was like five episodes long.
I had a lot of fun with it. It was with Marianne and Samantha. It was great.
Yeah, a lot of fun. If you haven't tuned into that series, go back and pick it up. I know you are on episodes 62 and 63.
Yeah, that's correct.
Randy, let's do a little bit of background story here. Tell me about your Disney history and how you kind of got started going to Disney and where this thing started from.
Well, my Disney history is very unique compared to a lot of the stories you've heard on a lot of your podcasts. I didn't start going to Walt Disney World until I was 25. Yeah, I'm 38, okay? So that's not a very long time of my life. So many people have these great memories of years past from when they were little kids, you know, watching the different parks open, watching new attractions open and old attractions close and all these stories that they have. I don't have that. I have a brother who's 10 years older than me, and naturally his kids are older. My daughter's three. He has a daughter in high school, and he has a son almost into high school. Well, when my brother's daughter was about 2 years old, I would say, they decided to take a trip to Walt Disney World in the early 2000s, and they just absolutely loved the place. My brother had been there when he was a kid, but it was a long, long time in between. Well, they came home. They told me all about this greatest experiences they had. They stayed at the Contemporary, and my mom and dad were there, and it was just amazing. Well, I didn't go on that trip, obviously, and I still didn't really have much of an interest in going to Walt Disney World. I don't know why. Maybe it was that old thing that people say that we always hear, oh, Disney's for kids. Here I am, a 25-year-old single man at the time. Why would I want to be at Walt Disney World? Why would I want to spend my hard-earned money at a place that's just for kids?
So what broke? How'd you end up going on your first trip?
Well, what happened was they came home and they told me that my dad decided to buy Disney Vacation Club. Now, I had no idea what that meant. He told me that I was an owner. So was my brother. And we'd worry about things later. So another year went by. They begged and pleaded for me to go to Walt Disney World. So I finally broke down and I went. We stayed at Animal Kingdom. I don't really remember which part of Animal Kingdom we stayed in, but we had a 2-bedroom villa. And I remember getting off the Magical Express, not knowing what to expect, my whole family there. And we weren't there a whole week. It was a split stay between Animal Kingdom and Vero Beach. And I've never had more fun in my entire life. I could not believe how magical Walt Disney World was. I couldn't believe how beautiful and how relaxing Vero Beach was. And I was hooked. That first trip changed my life. Disney World, Disney Vacation Club took over. It became everything that I could think about. It's what I wanted to do. I couldn't wait to go back. Ever since then, we haven't missed a year, and we've stayed at numerous places. Some other magical things happened in my life. I got married, and I had my daughter, which now has even made it even better. And here I am, 13 years later. After my first trip, I became a DVC member before I even went to Walt Disney World, which not a lot of people can say that.
No kidding. So Dad bought a membership and put you and your brother on it? Is that how that came down?
Yes. My dad, he wanted to do something special that would carry generations into our family. And now that I know what I know about DVC and how much our family loves Disney, what could be a better gift? I can't think of one. So Dad really did something special for our family. And it's something that we are so grateful for. And Dad has passed on now. So my brother and I have taken over everything with our contract. And here we are taking our kids and potentially them taking their kids, just like my dad wanted. So what a wonderful thing that was.
Wow. What an awesome memory of Dad. And you get to kind of live out his legacy, so to speak, because this is what he really wanted for his family.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about now. I was fortunate that I did have my dad there with my daughter. And obviously he was there with my brother's kids. So we had that all happen. We have those memories. And now it's a dedication to Dad every time we do go. And it just makes it extra special knowing that it was him, the reason we're there. And that's what we want to continue to do. What a legacy to leave your family.
No kidding. I mean, what a risky move as well. He's buying this Disney Vacation Club contract for one of his kids who's never even been.
Yeah, it's a unique situation for sure. When I tell people that in our Facebook group that I have, they can't believe it, but it is what it is. Very fortunate that we do have DVC.
No kidding. So have you added on any more contracts since then, or is it just the original contract that Dad left you guys?
It's the original contract that Dad had left. It's a good contract. We've always have the amount of points that we need to do what we want to do. I have a very good relationship with my brother, who has his own family, as do I, and there's my mom. And we've never had any conflicts with our points or anything as far as timing. We're all on the same page as far as going as a family and doing what we need to do with the contract that we have. So we have our original contract, and we haven't even thought about adding on, maybe one day. But right now, we're happy with what we have.
Okay. It sounds like you guys are able to manage this together and balance out point usage and all of that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We watch our points. We don't splurge. That way we always have that safety net. And we do what we need to do as a family. We're a close family. And like I said, it hasn't been a problem so far.
So do you guys normally go together then? So like big family gatherings with your family and his family and mom?
Yeah, that's been the norm. It has changed a little bit now because my brother has a daughter who's in high school and she is getting ready to take some courses to prepare for college. And it's not easy for her to miss school. And they're involved in a lot of travel sports. And if you know anything about travel sports, once travel sports start, it becomes your life. Where my daughter is only 3, so she's not even in school yet. So it's easier for my wife, myself, and my daughter to be able to plan trips with my mom, who's retired. So we're actually at the point right now where we are breaking off a little bit only because of those factors, but we're still been able to manage the points.
Awesome. Okay. Well, it's really good to hear people are collaborating and getting along on this. Do you guys share dues as well, or does mom pay for dues, or how does dues work then?
I got to say, with the dues, with the maintenance fees and everything, mom and dad have really taken care of us on this for the most part, and it's just been a real blessing for our parents to have done this for us. It's been a great gift that I'll always be grateful for.
Oh, no kidding, because not only did they leave you the points, but they're picking up the dues as well. So they're really coming back in and underscoring the importance of a Disney vacation in their family tree, so to speak.
After having years of experience with DVC, I understand what their point was to having this. It's a sacred thing for our family, especially now with Dad gone. It keeps my mom and my family and my brother's family close, and it always gives us something to look forward to. I think mom gets more out of this than anyone. To see the smiles on her grandchildren's face and to see us interact with our kids, you know, how she interacted with us when we were small at places, it's just been wonderful. So yeah, that's what they love to do. My brother and I are also obviously in the future prepared to take on this. We're excited about having it, and it's something we will have all the way until the contract expires. I know that for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. And it sounds like it's just been a wonderful blessing and memory throughout your guys's, well, what has it been, 13 years since you've been an owner?
December 2006, just started our 14th year. It's unbelievable.
Wow. Well, what are some of the favorite memories that you guys have made? Is there anything that particular that comes to mind?
Well, for me personally, I always tell people that go to Walt Disney World, whether you're paying cash or it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip or you're a DVC, in my opinion, there's never a better trip than your first experience that you remember. So for me, nothing will ever beat my first experience because you don't know what to expect. You're overwhelmed by everything, and it's so cool. My anticipation for my daughter going next year. She's at that age where she talks about Slinky Dog every day. So it consumed me. Randy has had his time to do everything. It's now time for me to be able to live through her with it. We have so many memories there. We've had so many different unique vacations in different resorts. It's all been just so wonderful.
No kidding. Now you get to come back in and see this not only through your mom's eyes of watching her grandkids go, but you also get to see it with dad's eyes of watching your kid do this. And she's now getting to that point where she's at the age where she'll start remembering these things long term now.
Yeah, it's pretty special. I'm just so excited for her every year that we've gone. Every day, it just seems like she's more developed into Disney and knowing what things are when she sees things on TV. And we're really grooming her well as far as Disney goes.
Raising her upright, upright.
I told my wife that there's no other options. It's the only thing that I demand, that my daughter will be Disney, Disney, Disney.
Yeah, well, I think that one's kind of unavoidable. You know what I'm saying? For us that go all the time. I know my kids absolutely are still looking forward to going, and we've been members for a few years now, and they pop down a couple times a year, and they always look forward to it. I still get the stink eye when I go without them.
Oh, sure. I'm sure you do. And for good reason. When you commit to something for that long, it becomes part of who you are. It's a good thing, because Disney is a good thing. That's what it's supposed to be. It's a good, wholesome thing that I'm just so happy that my family is so involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. I tend to look at it like those of us who are DVC owners tend to live a Disney lifestyle. This is what we're looking forward to. We listen to podcasts. We're in Facebook groups to talk about it. It becomes kind of a lifestyle thing that just kind of becomes who we are.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. I always tell people that Disney is my escape. I'm a sports fan too, and I love sports. And sports is always my escape. But sports can let you down too. You know, the last game of the season, if you lose, it's a letdown. There is no letdown with Disney. It's always welcoming. It's always there. So Disney has really taken over in that department for me in my life. It's really what I look forward to, and it's become part of who I am.
Yeah, I think the only letdown is the Tragical Express is coming, okay? That little tiny eviction notice that gets hung on your door the day before Tragical Express shows up.
You know what the worst is for me, Chad, is when you're leaving. When you're right outside the lobby and you're waiting for the Tragical Express to pull up And here are all these happy families that are rolling in. And the kids are running around and, you know, the parents are letting the kids get away with a little bit more horseplay than normal because they're all excited and happy. And I'm so excited for them. There's no worse feeling the entire week that you were there than that moment.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of the downside of doing this. All chapters have to come to an end, and eventually we have to leave the bubble and go back to work and make some more money to fund our next trip, right?
Absolutely. But I always say, this is one of my Disney sayings, is 50% of a Disney trip to me is the planning. I just booked our 11-month window at Saratoga Springs on the 8th of December. To me, my trip has already started. That's how I look at it. I have milestones now. I have 11-month. I'm going to have the 7-month. I'll have the 6-month for dining reservations. I'll have the 2 months for Fast Pass. I'll have the month for Magic Band. I keep myself occupied with Disney all the way through from the 11-month window to the day that it's over. And then I'll start it all back again.
I'm telling you, those countdown timers mean the world to us.
Oh, it's like when you're running out of oxygen and somebody hands you an oxygen mask to recoup. It's almost what it's like a medicine, you know, that's how I look at it. At least I'm glad that I'm not the only person out there that says that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at night at Magic Kingdom, I'll take a selfie and post it in front of the castle and just let everybody know that I'm soaking up my vitamin D. And my Disney friends get it, okay? I specifically do it at night so that they don't get it confused with the real vitamin D that comes from the sun, that this is the vitamin D that comes from the castle. Okay, Randy, let's do some of our rapid-fire questions here.
Sure.
Dole Whip or Mickey Bar?
Dole Whip.
Churro or Mickey Pretzel?
Mickey Pretzel with the cheese.
Ooh, you like the plastic cheese.
Oh, I love the cheese.
Got it. Okay, poncho or umbrella?
Poncho.
Do you wear ears or rock a t-shirt?
T-shirt.
Favorite park?
Magic Kingdom.
Favorite land?
Frontierland.
Favorite attraction?
Expedition Everest.
Drive or fly?
Oh, always fly.
What's the best place on property to relax and enjoy a drink or a dessert?
The Paddock Pool at Saratoga Springs.
Ooh, good choice. The Patreon Producer Club wants to know if you have a single tip for maximizing the value out of your DVC membership.
I would say that if you stay at Alani, Hilton Head, or Vero Beach, where you don't have the other expenses at the right times of the year, you really get the max value for points as far as just vacationing goes.
Okay, because you're just going to use it for a room trip and then not have to buy theme park tickets or other things.
Right. There's no meal plan. There's no theme park tickets, which are extremely expensive. So if you just go to Hilton Head at a value time and you stay there a week, you're not going to spend very many points. The pool is free. The ocean is free. The activities are free. And you're using your DVC points. If you go to Walt Disney World, you're using the same points, but you got to pay for park tickets. You got to pay for the meal plan. Everything's a very expensive fee.
Got it. So what you're saying is just use the natural resources and enjoy the resorts more is a great tip for stretching points and getting more value out of the membership.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something there as well about meal plan. Does your family normally do the meal plan or do you use the kitchens or tables in Wonderland? How do you guys do food?
We've always done the meal plan. We've either done quick service, table service, which is we do most of the time. There was one time we just did the quick service only, but the way the meal plan has escalated in price over the last few years, my brother had talked to me about going with the tables in Wonderland because that seems to be a lot more successful.
Yeah, it definitely does. Now, I know you can't use tables over at the Paddock Pool Bar area that we just love, but that being said and done, I know we can use it over at Turf Club and a bunch of places at Disney Springs. Do you guys use any grocery delivery services or owner's locker or any of the peripheral services out there?
No, we've been very fortunate. Since my parents have retired, they have started to drive. So even though we take the Magical Express, my mom will drive. She will go to Publix. She will go to Walmart and buy everything that we need.
Yeah, that's a little more flexibility. I do the same thing because Laura's a teacher and we have to go in summer. So I look at it like you have 2 months off plus. I have limited time off. You can drive the kids down. I'll take my limited vacation time and take as few days off work as I possibly can and fly out on a Friday after work and then fly back on a Sunday night and then let you guys just drive or stop by family along the way or something along those lines. That tends to work out as well. And then we have a car there. We don't have the expense of renting, and I save 4 people's flights.
It really helps out in a lot of different areas than just driving there. It's your own Uber to a park if you need it. It's grocery delivery. And like you said, you're saving money in other areas.
Now, how does your family typically use your points? Do you typically go every other year? How do you do this with sharing points with the brother?
Well, every year, our goal has always been split stay, whether it is between 4 or 5 days at Walt Disney World, 4 or 5 days at either Vero Beach or Hilton Head or Disneyland, which we've done. We kind of just do it on a whim. Next year, he's not able to go. He wasn't able to go this year, so we didn't have any problems. So in the future, I'm not sure how things are going to balance out with the points and the 2 different families. But for now, it's been working out simply because he's not able to go. But fortunately, my family is. So we've been kind of taking up the slack on the points.
Okay. I mean, you're taking one for the team and using them points, buddy.
Hey, somebody's got to do it, right?
I'm telling you. So this was another question. Did Dad just buy 1 contract or did he buy 2?
1.
Just 1. A single contract.
Yeah. Okay. Single contract. Saratoga Springs. But through Disney.
Yep.
No retail.
Okay. Well, that's important to come in here and point out because had he bought 2, it would have been very easily at some point in time to just say, okay, this is your points and then this is your brother's points and just reassign the different contracts. And I know a lot of people end up doing that. And I ended up coming back in and buying a few more direct points. And I did it just so that I could come back in and give each of the kids their own contract later in the future.
My brother has actually talked about adding points at Vero Beach, and it's something I'm sure we'll definitely look at. Now, my dad, interestingly enough, the reason that he decided to buy Disney Vacation Club direct is because they didn't pressure you to buy.
Hmm.
They said, don't make your decision now. Take it home and talk with your family. And he said that meant a lot to him.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. I know we're hearing stories now where that mindset is somewhat shifting and you're getting a little bit more sales-orientated people in there. But it's really cool when you hear a story of old school DVC where they're kind of coming back in and saying, hey, look, this is what we have. If it makes sense for you guys, great. Here it is. If not, that's fine too. That's kind of my take on the show as well is I like telling people stories so that people can come back in and get more data and more information to come back in and make their decisions. And whether people buy direct or buy resale, that's fine. Do what's best for your family and let's use the show as a community and variety of opinions that you can take into consideration when you do something.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where all have you guys stayed at so far?
At Walt Disney World, we have stayed at, obviously, Saratoga Springs, which is our home. We have stayed at Animal Kingdom. We have stayed at Old Key West. We have stayed at Wilderness Lodge. I believe that's all for Walt Disney World. We've stayed at Vero Beach, we've stayed at Hilton Head, and we've stayed at the Grand Californian in Disneyland.
Wow, so you made it into Grand Cal as well.
Yes, which is my favorite Disney resort.
I love Grand Cal, I'm not going to lie. And
absolutely beautiful and convenient.
Oh my gosh, you can't beat that. Did you happen to have a theme park view when you were there?
Yes, we were right outside of the Goofy ride. And then our own entrance to Grand Californian was so cool. It sure beats getting on those buses every morning and being packed in there like a sardine. There are a lot of good things to say about the Grand Californian, except for it's hard to book and it's a lot of points.
It is very point expensive.
And it's hard to get into it in a 7-month window.
Yeah, that is very true. And it's just getting harder and harder. But I'm really excited to hear that they're going to be opening up a new DVC tower over at Disneyland Hotel.
I was thrilled to hear that because we're actually going to Disneyland in April, but we're not staying on Disney property. It's a Disney-friendly hotel, but it would be nice to be able to stay at Disney, but we'll still be there.
Yeah, I mean, over at Disneyland, it really doesn't matter too much if you're off property, just to be honest with you. It's nice to wake up at the Grand Cal and be able to look out into the theme park and have a really short walk. But the Good Neighbor Hotel's there, because it's so tight and compact, it's not that bad a walk, even if you're off property, and it's so much cheaper, it's not funny.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the points for the Grand California, like we talked about, it's unbelievable. It's like, wow.
Trust me, I own a few points there. I know exactly how expensive it is.
And then the 7-month window, too. I mean, I always forget that when I'm booking a trip. for the following year, because they kind of put it on me to do that. And it's like, oh, well, let's go to Disneyland. But then I think, well, wait a minute, at 7 months, at that time of year, we're not going to be able to get in there. So I just kind of cancel it altogether and just stick with Disney World. The new tower is going to be great.
I'm excited for it. Randy, what all is left on your DVC bucket list?
First thing, I've never stayed at a resort on the monorail. And the reason that that is a strong point for me is because I'm a Saratoga Springs owner, and I'm one of these people angry that we don't have a better transportation system other than the buses. I shouldn't say angry, but I'm anxious to get something because I feel something's coming.
Gosh, it would be so awesome if they were to put a Skyliner in there.
Everybody that I talk to just says it's incredible.
Oh, it is move over monorail. There is a new king of Disney transportation in town.
And I wish we had something like that. But like you said, my DVC bucket list would be to stay at a property on the monorail. And then obviously Aulani. There's a lot of people who consider Aulani the number one resort in all of Hawaii, and I have not made it there. So that's ultimately somewhere that I would love to go. And a Disney cruise. I have not been on a Disney cruise, but that's on purpose. We decided we want our daughter to get a little older to really remember that. And then we bought the wreck so we can go on the cruises with the DVC. So those are a few things that I really am looking forward to doing eventually.
Yeah, it's typically not a really great use of your points to give them back to Disney. They give you about $7.30 a point, and you could go over to DVC Rental Store and get $14.50 a point. I'd have to look at what Saratoga is, but you could get a lot more, almost double, by renting out your points.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's my tip there. I was a little shocked when I heard somebody talking at the member meeting in December, and they were explaining why there's so many cash rooms out there. And they were saying about 25% of the points get turned back in for cruises and Adventures by Disney and hotel rooms. I just look at that and I go, man, the math out there is just amazing to me, because DVC Rental Store will just come back in and pay you almost double. And then they'll give you cash back off of the cruise as well. So,
oh, wow. I've heard some people talk about things they do differently with the cruises and stuff. And, you know, we haven't looked into it enough to even understand what we want to do.
And I know you mentioned Aulani, and it is safe to say now with the 2021 point charts being released, we are shooting for a MyDVC Points listener meetup there from June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. I hope you consider joining us out there for that Aulani trip if Aulani's still on your bucket list at the time and it makes sense with your points.
Oh, that would be great. You know, the 50th anniversary year is going to be pretty special.
We can't miss the 50th.
That'll be the fall of 2021 for us.
Yeah, well, I think it officially starts in October of 2021. Yeah. If memory serves me correctly, that celebration will last an entire year. So it'll go into 2022. So there's always some chance there to come back in and pull that off, depending on your use year and how you have to balance the points. I think for us, we're going to wait to go to that celebration when it's officially kicked off.
Oh, see, that's great. I might be able to swing that if that's the case.
Yeah, take a look at it. I know we've probably got 7-8 families signed up by now, and we have a special Facebook group for the people that are going, just so that we don't taunt everybody else too much.
Yeah, I hear you.
Let's talk about this issue that you've brought up a couple of times, and it's the 11-month versus 7-month window. As a Saratoga owner, how difficult has the 7-month window been for you guys?
It has been difficult in the sense of not getting exactly what we want, but at least being able to get something different at times. I've never stayed at a property in Disney World or anywhere else that I didn't care for. I liked everything for different reasons. So if I'm not able to get into Boardwalk at the 7-month window, but I'm able to get into Beach Club, I'm okay with that. I don't think that I really remember being too upset about it because I was able to get something else that I was happy with.
Yeah, that's kind of my take on it as well. I started off in a buy where you want to stay. We go in summertime, and it's a little bit more flexible in summertime. It seems like demand is down a little bit more from people who go Run Disney weekends or Food and Wine or holidays, something along those lines. So I find quite a bit of it there, but I'm always able to find something that I love.
We are Food and Wine, and we are Not So Scary Halloween. So that's our usual trip that we prefer. It was easy to get meal reservations. It was easy to stay where we wanted. We were staying at different places. But that time of year, that third week of October, has really become a hot week for Disney.
Oh, it has.
I remember going the first time, and this guy that we had worked with had given us a stack of fast passes. We didn't even need them because there was no line.
Yeah, I know. Food and Wine now is like really, really, really hot. And it's so hot that they adjusted it in the 2021 point charts as well to kind of say, okay, we're going to up the cost of Food and Wine a little bit. And luckily for us, the two bedrooms in the summer went down a little bit.
Oh, nice. See, I have no interest in summer. I have no interest in Christmas. It doesn't fit our schedule properly. This past year, we went in May, and that was really busy. It wasn't too hot, but it was very busy. And the love bugs can stay there. If I never see another love bug, I'll be fine. My wife had nightmares about the love bugs.
I've been going to Terry Weaver's event in May the last 3 years. And the only thing I can say about May is it can be beautiful weather or it can be monsoon season and just like torrential downpours.
It was monsoon season for us.
And not just for a little bit. We're talking hours per day.
Yeah, we got it pretty good when we were there. Between the rain and the love bugs, it caused some misery for us. But we made the best out of it.
Gotcha. Now, I have a really fun question that I love, okay? If Tinkerbell were to come in and put 2,000 one-time use points into your account that you could use for anything, and these are Tinkerbell's magical points, so you automatically get to book whatever you want, what would you spend them on?
I would stay at a 3-bedroom grand villa at the Grand Floridian.
Okay. How long a time?
As long as the points would allow me.
Okay. So that's almost 2 weeks, depending on the season.
Yes. Can I do a split stay?
Oh, sure.
I would stay in a bungalow for part of the time, and then I would just move a little bit down the tracks on the monorail to the Grand Floridian and do the 3-bedroom villa.
Awesome. Do you have any advice to new or prospective DVC members?
Don't expect to save money.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how do you say that?
From my experience, it's not about saving money. It's not a savings by any means. Basically, DVC gives you a lot nicer room for the price.
So you're just saying don't expect to come back in and be able to go to DVC and be able to save on cash because you're spending a lot to be there regardless.
Right. I don't know about you, but a lot of people always say to me, oh, wow, that includes your food and your park ticket. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It gives you a great room and it gives you a lot of space for more people to be in your party, but it doesn't save you cash at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, unless you compared to booking that same room with cash from Disney.
Exactly.
Randy, where can people follow up with you after the show if they want to just drop you a note or say hi or high five you on something that you said?
Sure. I'd love for any DVC member to become part of our Saratoga Springs for DVC members page on Facebook. We have about, I want to say around 1,200 members. Me and Christine, we run the page. We're the administrators there, and we run a very good, friendly, happy escape. So it's a great place to come and talk Disney and share experiences and photos and ask questions. We have a tremendous group of people in there, so I welcome anybody to join.
Well, I think when I joined, it was around 780-ish in terms of members. So you guys have done a lot of growth here recently.
Yeah, it really has caught on. We have a lot of members on our page that have been on your podcast before that are great members to us. Kevin McLeod, who's one of my buddies, he's been on your podcast before. He's tremendous, shares a lot of his trips with us and photos. And the reason I use him as an example is because he's been on my DVC points before. And there's a lot of other great people that support our group.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Randy. We look forward to next time when you're back on the show.
Thank you so much for everything. It's been a great experience and looking forward to doing it again.
Sounds perfect. Thanks again.
Well, that puts another episode in the books. As I mentioned in the pre-show, we released this intentionally about 2 weeks before Father's Day. I wanted to share Randy's story right around Father's Day so that I could also ask you, do you have any great stories of going to Disney with your dad? Bonus points if it's DVC related. But either way, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line at mydvcpoints@gmail.com or go over to mydvcpoints.com and hit the Contact Us page. I'd like to thank Disney Discussions for this great 5-star review. Great for DVC owners or DVC curious. A great resource for DVC owners or those that are interested in DVC. I'd like to thank DVC Rental Store, DVC Resale Market, and Monera Financial for sponsoring Season 3 of the podcast. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Now go out there and plan something magical for your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know we'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.